All right. Hello, everybody out there. Welcome back to... Still have yet to figure out what to call these. I mean, they're just podcasts, but I'm so used to opening up a video by saying, welcome back to another edition of Music Monday. But I've kind of changed some things as far as my format on here and talking about whatever it is that's on my mind. And so today we're going to talk about transitions, changes, and getting out of your comfort zone. So, you know, normally I would post a video on Monday. Today is Tuesday the 12th. And so I'm hoping to get this out tomorrow on the 13th. And the reason in saying that is to kind of lead into the subject. So I got a new job. I'm working at Anytime Fitness up in Norwalk, being a personal trainer / coach. And I started last Monday. And so today will be my 7th day in this new position, in this new job. And it's definitely thrown off my schedule and my routine. So not trying to make excuses here, but because I'm still trying to adjust and adapt to the changes that are taking place, everything's been kind of thrown for a loop. So on Monday through Thursday, I go in at 7 a.m. or not 7 a.m. I go in at 11 a.m. and then I get off at 7 p.m. And then on Fridays, I go in at 5 a.m. and get off at 1 p.m. So I've had to adjust. You know, I'm actually still peeling back my sleep schedule. So like on Monday through Thursday, Saturday and Sunday, I'm trying to get up early enough that it's close to that time that I'll get up on Fridays, so I'm not so thrown off on Fridays when I have to get up that early. So it's definitely taken me a moment to adjust, but I wanted to talk about this idea of, you know, transitions in your life, seasons in your life, and then getting uncomfortable ultimately. And the reason that I knew this was the right decision is because it came so naturally and it came so easy to me. So to give you guys a little bit of a background, probably for the last 6, 7, 8 months, while working at COC, which was my previous job before Anytime Fitness, which I still technically work at COC as a sub, but that means that I'll be picking up fewer and fewer shifts now that I'm working up at Anytime Fitness. For the last 6, 7, 8 months, I just kept praying to God and I said, hey, God, you know, things are getting a little rough here at COC, and I pray to you that you will take me away when it's the right time, like when you will find me a different job when it's the right time. And so, yeah, I prayed for a long time and nothing came to fruition. I started applying for some jobs on Indeed back in like January, February, something like that. And then I got this email from the owner of Anytime Fitness up in Norwalk, and I didn't even apply for the position. I don't even know if they had a position open on Indeed, but the owner, Joe, sent me an email and said, hey, I think you'd be a good fit for a personal trainer / coach up here. And I was like immediately intrigued. And I was like, I think, you know, that might be something that I can actually do, that I might actually be good at. And so one thing turned into another. And then I reached back out to him, and then we had a conversation on the phone, and you know, I guess you could call that like a phone interview. It was more like a conversation, and we were just talking back and forth. That ended up being 30 minutes and, you know, seemed to go very well. I was like, okay, I think I have a real shot at, you know, maybe actually getting this job. And then shortly after that, I came up for my first interview and talked to the head trainer and then the girl that does sales. And again, seemed like a very good interview, had a very great connection with them. And then ultimately, I think it was like a week or so later, maybe 2 weeks, that then I came in there for the third and final interview, or whatever you want to call it. That the third time I actually put the head trainer through a session, and then, you know, we just kind of connected that way. But it all just kind of happened with ease. There wasn't, like, I wasn't trying too hard to obtain this thing. Like, I knew that I had the capability of doing it, but I wasn't so attached to, like, okay, I know I'm going to get this and there's no other option. Because sometimes when we do that, we set ourselves up for failure, because you create too much of an expectation or this idea in your imagination, and then you act as if it's reality or it's fact-based. So, I mean, you could be excited and think you're the right candidate and blah, 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 and you're going to get this job and everything's going to work out great, but you have to tame those thoughts. You can't really believe those thoughts, even if they do come up, even if they do arise. So after the third time that I went up there, third time meeting him in person, but third interview, whatever you want to call it, I think it was the next day or maybe then later that afternoon, I got an email from Joe saying I had gotten the job. And I was like, okay, man, like, God put me in this position for a reason. There's something that I need to learn. This is the path that I need to go. It's really hard when you're 25, like I am, and you're in your 20s, you're really just trying to figure things out. You don't really know what you want to do. You're starting to identify, you know, some of the limitations. I don't know. Limitations maybe isn't the right word that I would like to use, but you really come into contact with, you know, your issues and like the trauma that you may have from your childhood, and you're trying to sort all that out and, you know, just become the man or the person that you want to be. And it's a very tough time. I mean, I think almost everybody can attest to like their early 20s, mid 20s, and then, you know, kind of maybe as you near 30, you're really just trying to figure things out. I mean, life is an evolving process, so it's not like that ever ends. But it certainly seems like it's pretty hard in those 20s. For me, based on, you know, last year, when I became religious and, you know, really started to think, okay, God has a plan, and I am going to do my best to adhere to that plan and not veer off and go off on my own means. It's made my life a lot more simplistic, and I'm a lot more accepting of changes when they do happen. And so, again, just to give you guys a little bit of a background, because I've talked a lot about mental health on this channel, and I'm not going to dive too much into my issues. But like, any time in my life, and I mean, not even just now, but like as a kid and growing up, anytime I went through some big change, if there was a change in my schedule, if I started a new grade, if I started dating somebody new, like anytime there is a change, a significant change in my life, my brain freaks the fuck out. I do not like change, even though I know it's necessary and I know it's good for us humans to change. That is like probably one of the central themes for all of us being humans. That's like one of the reasons I believe we're here, is to change and evolve. And this could all be traced back to when I was a kid. There were like a few specific events. Like, I know when I was 3 years old, we moved from Arizona to Iowa. Not that I really even remember that, but maybe I picked up on that subconsciously. But then when I was 5 years old, my dad was arrested, and I remember witnessing that as a kid. And so it was like this, it was like a shock to my system. Like, all of a sudden, you know, your dad's with you and then he's like taken away, and you witness it. Like, that's for me, that was traumatic. And my mom and I have talked about this many times, but after that instance, I became very anxious and very much wanting to understand and figure out, you know, what is our routine tomorrow? What are we going to do? You know, what time should I be waking up? And I would ask questions, and I would have a lot of anxiety towards it. And I'm not saying that all of this arrived from that one moment. But that was a big moment. That was a big shift in my life where, as a kid, you know, your whole world essentially gets rocked. And then your brain has to find ways to cope and to survive when you're a kid. And that's great because that coping mechanism, that survival instinct that we all have. So the way that my brain essentially arranged itself in those early years, it was great for those moments because it got me to survive. But as you get older and you're an adult and you look at your thought patterns and just the way that you react to things, that's when it becomes a little bit more detrimental. But anyways, saying all this to paint a whole picture is that I have struggled in varying degrees for the last week and a half because I knew that this change was coming, even though like it's something that I know I needed to do because I had capped out of my growth at COC. I feel like I had kind of reached all the lessons that I needed to learn in the 2 years of being there. And because of the environment and how toxic it could be, I really wanted and needed to get out if I wanted to evolve into the person that I'm supposed to become. And again, because of my belief in religion, God was now taking me from, he's like, hey, you've learned pretty much everything that you could learn at this job and all the life lessons that it's given you. And now we're going to take you to this place at Anytime Fitness. But yeah, I say all that to kind of highlight this process. And so like I knew that I needed to do this. I needed to make this change. It was time for it. It was time to move in a different direction and see what happens, you know, and to grow because change is painful. Getting out of your comfort zone is painful. So probably then taking these two subjects to the last one that I want to talk about is, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, making a change in your life. Even if you're scared, you know it's for the better. You know that it's going to challenge you. It's going to change you. It's going to maybe attack your core beliefs that you had or assumptions or anything that you came into that situation with can be destroyed by getting out of your comfort zone because you're forced to change. So even though I have a little bit of experience in personal training, one of my other jobs that I'm still working is at the Indianola YMCA, and I'm a wellness coach. And so before the pandemic hit, we had this system called Active Tracks where if a new member came in and they weren't super familiar with the gym or whatever, you know, if they were out of shape and they just wanted to start working out, but they didn't know how to get going, they would book an appointment with a wellness coach upstairs and we would talk through their goals and, you know, where they've been at for the last few years. Why are they coming in? What might be some limitations that we're going to have to work through? And then you would write all that down in the questionnaire, you know, obviously their age and all sorts of things like that. And then you would put them through these five basic exercises and based on how they tested and how they answered their questions, then you would input that into ActiveTracks and it would print out a workout plan for them. So I have a little bit of background, but I never taught people. I never, explained lifts other than those five basic lifts, exercises. I never had clients. I never taught classes. I never designed a whole workout for somebody. So like, even though I have somewhat of a background, I am not super familiar with it. And so going up to Norwalk, which is not a town that I'm from, I'm meeting a bunch of different people each and every day, you know, members. Well, now I know my coworkers, but, you know, and then eventually potential members that don't have a membership right now. So like, it's scary. It's daunting. I'm uncomfortable almost every single day. I'm trying to figure out like how much I should be talking and engaging with the members and how much I should pull back and watch the head trainer do the job. So I kind of have a firm grip or an understanding of how things should run. It's a very weird process and I don't feel comfortable, but like that is why I'm here trying to talk about this topic and share this lesson is like at some point that feeling of uncomfort starts to dissolve. And then with more time, you get more comfortable in this job or whatever situation it is that you're doing that's causing the uncomfort. And as you go through it more and more and more, you grow. And then you become more comfortable. Oddly enough, you've gotten out of your comfort zone, but the more that you're uncomfortable, you get comfortable with the thing that you're uncomfortable with. And so there's just so many people in our in the world that we live in right now that avoid getting out of their comfort zone. They avoid pain or frustration or the anxiety that they're experiencing, the nerves that they're experiencing, and they just shut down because they don't want to do this thing that's going to challenge them. But what you find is that it's so necessary. And like, there are some things that I'm already noticing in this first week and a half, like just how, like, I've always kind of struggled off and on with social anxiety, and I tend to think that I'm awkward and weird and people can tell that I'm nervous when I'm around them. When you're meeting a bunch of new people and then you plug yourself into a session and you're forcing yourself to like ask questions and come up with conversation starters, you know, you just naturally get better at it, you know, and it just puts me more in that rhythm that even when I leave work, say if I'm around people, like last Friday, I got off at 1 p.m. and then I went into my local gym here at in Indianola, the Indianola YMCA. I just felt more talkative towards like my friends that I hadn't seen in a while that were in the gym, or like other people that I came into contact with. And so it's kind of cool. I kind of look at it in the regard of like exposure therapy. So whatever the thing is that you're afraid of doing, you need to do more often. You have to constantly expose yourself to your fear for that fear to eventually dissolve. And so I know that there are going to be so many blessings to working here at this new job. And I'm going to grow a lot, and I'm probably going to get better with these issues that I have, like anxiety and social anxiety and just feeling awkward and weird around people. But it's going to take time. It's going to take time for me to feel comfortable or to feel at ease or to feel like I'm understanding the material that's being taught to me and to figure out how to actually do the job well and efficiently. But again, I say all this because, you know, when you're going through it, it's really hard. It's again, cliche, same word I've been using. It's uncomfortable. But I look back when I started COC, and for COC, we help people that have intellectual disabilities. And so you're essentially like a CNA. You go in and you're wiping ass, you're changing briefs, you're giving showers, you got to clean up puke every once in a while, you got to clean up poop, cook their meals, you're there for emotional support. When I first came into that job, I had no idea what I was doing. I was never exposed to an environment like that. And I remember thinking in those first 2 weeks or so, I was like, I can't do this. I was about ready to have a panic attack, and I was about ready to quit. And there were a few times throughout my time there that I thought I was going to quit, but I ended up staying there for 2 years, you know, 2 years and counting. I'm still there right now. So it just shows that like our brain freaks out for no fucking reason. And if we give into that, we are going to live a life of mediocrity. We are going to live a life where we don't fully understand and test and find out what our true potential is. Yeah, it's not fun to feel uncomfortable, but it's absolutely necessary for growth. And I recognize that mainly from the last two jobs that I've had, COC and then now going to Anytime Fitness, is I always remind myself every single day, hey, this is going to get better. You're going to feel better. You're going to get your routine and your schedule down, and your brain isn't going to freak out as much. And at some point, you're going to learn to love it, because I have a better schedule than I did before when I was working at COC. I was working nights. And so, I don't really know what the purpose of this video is. I hope that all made sense. I'm trying to tie the idea together in my head. It may not be super clear or helpful for people that are going through a similar situation, but I'm just here to tell you, like, you gotta get uncomfortable. You gotta trust your gut. In terms of making bigger changes in your life, if you're looking to change a job or something, a career change, whatever it may be, I'm here to advise you that, like, you shouldn't have to try super hard. Like, you should be able to be yourself and authentic and raw and real, and then on the other side have those people accept you. I just went into these interviews, despite how anxious I was, I was trying to be myself as much as I possibly could, even though I was really anxious. And whatever they saw in me was the perfect fit. And they said, "You're our guy." So I'm trusting that. I'm trusting God. I'm trusting the process. And I know that it's not always going to be perfect. This is a new situation. It's meant to test me. I mean, I got emotional yesterday and I cried before I went in, but I had a great shift, you know, and I've already in the week and a half that I've been there, I've met so many cool people. It's such a good environment up there. You think about if you're working in a gym, people are coming in to better themselves, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And so naturally, I mean, you just meet like-minded people. And again, you know, no knock to COC, but that's not the type of environment that was going on at COC. And that was a huge reason why I wanted to leave. So, yeah. Anyways, that is the video. Again, I hope that made a ton of sense. I apologize if it didn't. If you need any clarifications, just comment, and let me know what I did wrong. There's pros and cons to coming into these videos with like a general idea or like not having a script, because I can go off the script. I can be like thinking of a bunch of different ideas that would tie into the thing that I'm talking about. And sometimes I feel like I'm not even making any sense. So, yeah, it's a battle for sure. But anyways, that's the video. If you guys liked the video, please like it. If you are new to the channel, please subscribe to the channel. If you got anything of value, if it made you think differently, if it touched your core, if you have a friend out there that you think could be impacted by the things that I'm talking about or would enjoy the content that I put out there, please share the message. It's really, you know, the most organic way that I could possibly get my content and my channel and my podcast out to, the people that I'm trying to reach out to. So with that being said, do that, do your guys' homework. That's all I ask if you're coming on this channel, and, please support me. That's really the best way that you can do that. So anyways, thank you guys so much for showing up. I will be here next week. Don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm sure it'll be a doozy. All right. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.